Hello and welcome to this week's Lectio Divina practice. As we begin this week, I want to remind us of the goal of our contemplative practice. Our goal is to yield to the Holy Spirit so that Christ can be formed in us, through us. So let's begin today by opening ourselves up and inviting the Holy Spirit. Let's become aware of the Holy Spirit in and around us, who is our guide, our helper. Let's become aware of Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith, and aware of our Father God, who calls us his children. So I'll give you 30 seconds here to settle in however you'd like. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we invite you here. We yield to you. Jesus, our present Savior, form us into your likeness. Father, would you remind us again of your love and your mercy today? Amen. Today, we'll be reading from Galatians 2, 19 through 21, which was mentioned in this past Sunday's message on Daniel chapter 10. We'll be reading from the ESV and the NLT versions. Let's begin with the ESV version. For through the law, I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As you listen to the scripture for the first time, what stood out to you? What resonated or speaks to you? Take a minute here to ask and reflect. What does it mean to you when Paul says, I died to the law so that I might live to God? Take another minute to ask yourself, what does it mean to die to the law and live to God? Thank you. Let's read the passage again in the NLT version. For when I tried to keep the law, it condemned me. So I died to the law. I stopped trying to meet all of its requirements so that I might live for God. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not treat the grace of God as meaningless. For if keeping the law could make us right with God, then there was no need for Christ to die. Amen. How does hearing this verse a second time inform you about God, about yourself? Take a minute to reflect here. When I listen to this passage, I can't help but feel an immense sense of lightness and gratitude. That even though sometimes I resort to old coping mechanisms or get stuck in old patterns of thought and regret, my old self has been crucified with Christ. Now, right now, Christ lives in me. His resurrected self is currently in me. We are given this invitation to life with him, a faith-filled, dynamic, life-giving relationship with him through the Spirit of God. What would change right now if you took up the invitation of Christ in you? What would it look like to trust Christ's work in you? Maybe ask God to transport you to the tomb where your old self is buried. Sometimes it helps to remember that the old is gone and the new has come. Take a minute here and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Let's close in prayer. Thank you, God, for the cross. Thank you for loving me and giving yourself up for me. Thank you that I can live in you and that I'm a new creation. Thank you that I don't have to be haunted by who I've been and what I've done, but that every day is an invitation to the Christ life. Help me to trust in the finishing work of the cross. and that you are maturing and guiding me every single day. Jesus, my Savior, my King, the Lamb of God, the image of the Father, I confess that I often trade your yoke for the burden of the law, as if I can earn your grace. Lord, I remember the work of the cross, and I trust in you. Impart your Spirit in and through me. May every breath I take be yours. May every movement I make be yours. Live in and through me. May it be so. In your name I pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us for this week's Lectio Practice. Hopefully we'll see you at this weekend's worship night. And until next time, bye.